belts, sit steady.
You're gonna get some sweet treatment. Yeah.
Team awesome ink.
Awesome ink.
When I think of the cool show, well, I think
Team
awesome ink.
Hey, what's going on? This is bad. This is all bad. We're starting off. This is bad. We're just starting off that
so
way.
I'm so confused.
I don't know. Before we start recording, I said that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I do kind of know why I said, this is bad. This is all bad. And it's because, there's a lot of good news and a lot of bad news. We've got a lot of feedback from the people, so we got a lot of shout outs.
Oh,
but
good.
But some of the feedback might be bad.
Oh no.
You know, there's no such thing as bad criticism, but there is such thing as shitty criticism.
Yeah, I don't think that's a phrase. Isn't the phrase there's no such thing as bad publicity? There
oh.
is bad criticism.
Okay, good point. There is no such thing. Well, no, technically there is no such thing as bad criticism, because you could take it all criticism constructively, technically.
Yeah.
Even if it is negative, even if it's like, you fucking suck. It's like, well, I should try to suck less.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe I should try to suck less. Good point, sir. Thank you. Like, I never thought of it that way. So you could kind of try and switch it up if you want. Don't forget, follow our shit on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Team Awesome Inc. There is a thing for that, but I'm fucking with you right now. I'm in a mood.
Me
too. I'm in
too.
A mood. You are too. We're both in a mood. You're not feeling well.
No.
And I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Just in general about life.
This should be an interesting show.
I feel fucking useless. I feel so fucking useless. Don't forget Stitcher Podcast Radio. You can check out Stitcher Podcast. Also iTunes as well. Life is meaningless. We're just trying to create unity and meaning, and there's no point to it. Oh God, the suffering. Also, we do Instagram.
At @team_awesomeinc, and you can also follow my tweets at @creepysexynerdy.
It's an endless void to life, a black abyss. All right, so let's get to it. We've got some updates to get to y'all about, all you mofos, all you motherfuckers.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's time to get into it. I'm not fucking around with these updates. We got some crazy stuff. This is all shout-outs. This is this segment, all shout-outs. All YouTube comments, because we've got a plethora this time. We had some interesting reactiones come up recently, and I don't know. Like, we haven't done an update for a while, and I think that's why we're kind of backed up. We got a backlog of a shit. And it's not shit. It's all you guys are awesome for hitting us up, and we appreciate it. Don't forget, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel. Again, Simmer Mike, that's where we do the reactions for music videos. We do a live stream that we're not doing anymore because no one cared, so we don't do the live stream anymore. But we keep doing the reaction videos. The music videos are going well.
Yeah.
And we're doing more artists now. They're realizing that we're actually being really constructive and positive most of the time. So I think they're starting to realize that, and they're coming around. Which is great, and we appreciate it. And so check those out as well. Click like, subscribe, leave the comments. I think we left off on where do we stand on Stalin, right?
Yeah.
which was like one of the best ways to end that update was, you know, where do we stand on Stalin? Like, was he bad or good? And turns out he was bad. But it's good to know that.
Yeah.
It's good to know he was bad. Oh, fuck. Check out The Death of Stalin, starring Michael Palin and Jeffrey Tambor. Guada Sellod commented on our Lolly to Noiva video, I believe, was react to My Lovely Hope. Trailer, Lolly, please. Spelled P-L-I-S. Pliss. Pliss. we'll think about it. If we can. I don't know. New subscriber, Mike Reinhardt. Now, I've said Walter Hamada sounds like a used car dealership. Walter Hamada is the new head of DC Films. He runs the DC film division. And I'm like, he sounds like he sells like used cars in like Pasadena or something. Check out Walter Hamada's used cars. We've got Lincoln Town Cars, Ford, Chevrolet. Mike Reinhardt sounds like he has a competing car dealership across the street from Walter Hamada's. So Joseph Turbin also commented, he gave us a petition for Ash versus the Evil Dead, because I did a trailer reaction for you weren't here for that.
No.
I was just, you don't watch that show, but I do. So like, and their season 3 came out, so I did a reaction to it. And someone left a petition. Apparently, they're trying to get Evil Dead renewed for season 4 and 5 because the plan was doing, they're going to do 5 seasons, maybe a movie. I'm putting that in there myself, but we'll see. And and I went and I signed the petition. And so now they've been like updating me on the progress of the show and whether or not the petition is going to help actually get the, because it may not actually fucking help the show.
Yeah.
It may not at all, but it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing it. And you can do that yourself. It's Stars Renew Ash versus Evil Dead for season 4 and season 5 ? And you can go to you can actually check it out on our Ash versus Evil Dead reaction. Joseph Turbin left the comment there with the link. It's change.org. You can go to change.org to get Ash versus Evil Dead renewed. Do it 4 and 5. And if you haven't seen Ash versus Evil Dead, watch it. It's fucking good. It's funny.
I don't know why I haven't. I've seen the Evil Dead movies.
When I was a kid, I was like, I loved Army of Darkness, and it got me into Evil Dead 2. And then I watched Evil Dead 2, and then I watched Evil Dead 1. And it got me into all those movies. And then, you know, my whole life I wanted a sequel to those movies, but they did a remake. And the remake was good. It was fucked up. It was gross.
We watched the remake.
It was gross.
Yeah.
It was really it was gory.
It was
almost like Hostel. Human Centipede gory.
No, it wasn't that bad because it was more like,
it
even
felt
though,
exactly like Human Centipede.
Even though it was gory, it was more, I'd say it was more action gore than torture gore.
It was. It was horror. It was true definition of like they were trying to be horror.
There's a difference between horror gore and torture gore.
Yes, torture gore is like I'm in pain and I'm done. It's all about my pain.
Yeah.
All pain. What is it? What was the other one?
Horror
gore is more like, oh god, there's a goblin eating my fucking throat out.
Yeah.
And you're running around and your blood is spraying everywhere, but there's still a goblin
bouncing
off the walls. That's horror. Or that's a creature feature? Never mind.
Yeah,
we're getting convoluted now. So we've got a comment on our Justin Timberlake supplies video. It says that girl is Isa Gonzalez. She's an actress. She had a supportive role in the movie called Baby Driver recently. She was John Hamm's lady.
And she also plays
She was John
Satanica
Hamm's lady, right?
Pandemonium in the
No idea.
From Dusk Till Dawn series.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I've heard good things. I've seen it.
I'm trying to get you to watch it.
It's out of. It's. I don't know. It's. It looks hit or miss. Check
it
out
if
you
want.
It's
great. Check it out on Netflix.
New subscriber TLEYS23829. Robot has subscribed to us. Apparently, an actual robot, or a car's. Is that a car's license plate? Thank you, TLEWYS. It feels weird. I feel like I'm talking to a machine. Thank you, sir or ma'am. Carlos Sequera. Commented on our supplies video, said the kid is telling the people, oh, at the end of the video, I was like, why is the kid yelling at us? Remember, at the end of the Justin Timberlake music video supplies, there's a kid, and he's basically yelling at you.
Yeah.
He's like, wake up, bitches. You're all stupid. You're dumb. Can't you see you're asleep, sheeple? You're all stupid, and you should feel fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Later, bitches. And it's like, wow, that's like being really mean.
Well, there was also, like, it was tricky with that music video because we knew exactly what it was about. We just didn't know how much detail we wanted to go into.
We had an idea what it was about.
I knew exactly what it was about. I just chose not to say anything.
You've decided what it's about. You should just tell them you've decided it.
Yeah.
Just tell them. Preface, but look, I've decided what this is about.
I didn't need to decide. It was in the imagery.
So
whatever.
Anyway, Carlos Sequeira said, the kid is telling the people that are racist, evil, full of hate, to die. He also yelled, you're still asleep as an America in a whole. Today's society is sleeping and how much crap is going on. Supplies are the kids. The kid also says we're good, as in they're growing into a future where there's like a mixed race, mixed sexual orientation. It won't be an issue. The beginning is JT in a white world fighting back. Wow, this guy broke the whole thing down.
Yeah.
The umbrellas represent global warming.
Mm-hmm.
He then blows up the Illuminati that's being worshipped by many. You see the scene where women are standing up, and the scene with the floating people with halos is today's society hooked in the digital world, always in our phones. It's practically a video expressing how we're consumed by so much crap. Little side note, there's an American flag overlapping all the crap that's going on the TVs in the beginning.
One quick side note on that. A lot of people.
Good job.
And I said.
No, that's a good break. I mean,
no,
it's
a great
breakdown.
I
mean, good job. We asked people to leave comments, and motherfucker delivered. Thank you, Carlos Sequeira. I just want to take a moment to say thanks for writing that out. Like, you know, he had to sit down and type mm-hmm. that out and
yeah.
think about it and, like, maybe rewrite it and be like, I don't know if that made sense. So,
yeah.
And that probably took him a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking 10 minutes to educate us on fucking up.
Yeah.
Because we kind of I wasn't paying attention to any of it. I was just caught up in the visuals. Jean-Philippe. Ooh, French. This is one of the most French-sounding names we've ever had. This is, like, super French. I don't know what super is in French. Okay. Jean-Philippe Perouze said in our Sicario, that's right, we're going back to Sicario 2, Soldado.
Great.
Oh, man. You know, that's getting up there. We're getting a lot of, views and a lot of thumbs down. The more views, the more thumbs down. You know, people, just click like. Just go on there and click like for us, please. Because, man,
just look, balance it out.
The other videos, like, we've got other videos that are doing well, and they're getting, the like ratio is changing. It's just on that one. God damn, it's like the Wonder Woman trailer reaction we did, like, forever ago. People just hated us so long, and they're still hating on us. He says, take a look on dinner scene from the first one. Damn it. That's the scene that I saw that made me never want to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Like, in its entirety. I'm not even going to describe it. If you've seen Sicario, the first one, yeah, that's the reason why I don't want to watch any of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it looks bad. We don't say it's bad. We're just saying we don't want to watch something that's really
fucked
up.
Sometimes some things are just too much.
Yeah, I'm not into that dark shit, man. Like, I like it to get dark, but sometimes I just like it Martin Scorsese dark, you know, where it's like it gets dark, but it's still a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, like Quentin Tarantino, it gets dark, but it's still a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it gets dark, but it's like, I don't know if this is a movie anymore, man. This is too fucked up. Like, people are dying. And it's the ideas are, ugh. Anyway, Bell429 commented, said, OMG, what was this to Lolly's To Noiva video? Bell429 says, OMG, your reaction was hilarious. But yeah, this song is about Lolly being a kiss-ass bitch, LOL. Whoa.
I think
please
kick ass bitch.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Please watch your video for Two Sonrisa. It's the complete opposite to one, and it would be great if you did that. Okay, and then like go in and ask us for some more reactions and stuff. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
It's very kind of you to be kind to us, and we appreciate it. We don't know if people actually pay attention when we do these things, but apparently you do. So,
yay.
And we're grateful. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe it's a waste of your time. But thank you. That's really... No. Please pay attention. Always pay attention. Leave comments. We need it. This time around, we got so many that we had to do a whole segment where it's just the comments and
yeah.
just shout-outs. So this is just... This is honestly thanks for being there for us.
Mm-hmm.
You guys? Okay, but we'll check out the other... When it comes to Lolly, we are the North American ambassadors for Lolly.
Yeah, we are.
Esposito in Argentina. So it just makes sense
mm-hmm.
that we watch more of her videos and keep commenting. We still don't... We don't speak Spanish at all. You do un poquito.
A little bit.
I don't really. Not
no.
even poquito.
No.
I say poquito, but I'm like, not at all, really.
No.
JNASCAR88, that's fucking right. Fucking right, J NASCAR 88. Hell yeah, man. It's my kind of fucking American. Sorry. J NASCAR 88 said to our Pacific Rim Uprising John Boyega trailer,
yeah.
Scott Eastwood movie. This movie looks awesome. Thank you, J NASCAR 88. Yes, it does look awesome.
Yes, it does. I'm super
Pacific
excited
Rim
for
Uprising.
It.
And that was a movie. I'm like, God damn, I wasn't sure if they're going to do it or not. I was like, they were fighting for it, and Del Toro was going to do it. But then... He decided to just produce it, so he stepped down as the director, so he produced it. But he's not writing it, he's not directing it, I think. They're using a lot of his characters and concepts, but they're just kind of moving forward without him. They George Lucas'd him on Pacific Rim, basically.
Oh, no.
He came up with the idea for Pacific Rim and all the Pacific Rim.
Pacific
I'm a
Rim.
I'm a Dead Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim. Oh, my God. Del Toro basically he created all the toys that they are now playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of, that happened to Del Toro too with Hellboy. He kind of got Hellboy going, the two movies. People know about Hellboy now.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're Mike Magnola or whatever his name is, the creator. He's like, well, we're not going to do those Hellboys anymore. We're going to do this other guy's Hellboys. David Harbour man.
That makes me sad.
Who's in Stranger Things.
Selma Blair is also not happy about it.
Yeah, but she was bummed. She's like, I wanted to do it, but everyone's very supportive. Like, even Ron Perlman, they're all like, hey, look, more power to him. We wanted to do our third one, but that's Hollywood. You know, like, yeah. It sucks. What are you going to do? In a world where I never thought I'd get to see a Justice League movie, even a weird one, even the weird one that we saw, I never thought I'd get to see a Justice League, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that. I never got to see Michael Keaton come back as old Batman and pass down the mantle to new Batman. That's what I want. That's what you should do. You should do Batman Beyond. I mean, do you remember the animated Batman cartoon show? There was Batman, the animated series, and then they did Batman Beyond.
Yes.
And it was basically about old Bruce Wayne teaching young Terry McGinnis, the new Batman, how to be Batman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he was like Alfred. He kind of, and then he had a dog. It was Bat Dog. That was cool. Bat Dog was dope. It's like, I think he was like a German Shepherd, but he didn't fuck around. Like, he was like dog Batman. Like, he just didn't like, he didn't like being pet. Like, aww. Someone would go up and pet him, and he'd be like, he'd look at him like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't touch me. I'm Bat Dog. I am the knight.
That makes me kind of sad.
No, he's Bat Dog. He's a dog with a job. And his job is crime. Takes a bite
Justice.
Out of it. No, wait, that's McGruff. I'm confusing him with McGruff now. That's Bat Dog. No, McGruff's like a detective.
Yeah. McGruff the crime dog.
What the fuck? We're getting our cartoon dogs all derped up. Regardless, I would still like to see Michael Keaton come in and do Batman Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of be the new, like you know, passing down Excalibur to the next generation. But who would we get to play young Batman, the new one? And I'd say, like, you know,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Get Gyllenhaal. They were gonna do that with Spider-Man. They're trying to do it with Batfleck.
Yeah,
they're trying to Bat Gyllenhaal Batfleck. But also, I've heard Gosling's in the running now, and I've also heard that a few other people, like Harry Dean Stanton's in the running, John Hamm's in the running. There's a lot of people who are now up for Batman, now that DC has made it public that they're sour on him.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is, but they just don't want to work with him on Batman anymore. He passed, I think what happened was they offered him the Batman. No, they didn't offer it to him. He wanted to do it. They wanted him to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, I don't want to do that. Then they said, well, do you want to direct the Flashpoint movie, The Flash?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I want to direct Batman. They're like, well, then fuck you. We'll get Gyllenhaal. And he's like, what? And Gyllenhaal's like, ha, yeah, got your job. I'm Gyllenhaal. He always does that. He was up for Spider-Man when Tobey Maguire, and we mentioned this before, when Tobey mm-hmm. Maguire was like, he literally broke his back, and the studio was about ready to film. He's like, well, I'm not ready yet. My back still is broken. And they're like, well, fuck you. We'll get Gyllenhaal. And he's like, ha-ha, got your money. And he's like, fuck you, Gyllenhaal. No way. And so Gyllenhaal's just always in the... Just think, every superhero movie, what if Jake Gyllenhaal's just in the back, like looming over everyone's shoulders? Like, if you don't do it, Gyllenhaal will. It's like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get you a job. It's like, oh, fuck, it's Gyllenhaal. It's like, no, we can't. Like, Captain America could have gone to Gyllenhaal.
Yep. Iron Man
could have gone to Gyllenhaal. They could have done a young Iron Man. True, they could have. You know, literally, Gyllenhaal is that kind of guy. I could see him playing almost any kind of hero. Thor,
yeah.
Loki.
I bet he almost got Lex Luthor.
Oh man, he would have been a good Lex Luthor or a good Superman. No.
No.
But I could see them using him as a bargaining tool.
For Superman.
We'll get Gyllenhaal because he could. He's kind of our vanilla superhero guy.
Yeah.
You could kind of see him playing any of them.
He fits a lot of molds.
He kind of fits a lot of them, like Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Why not? Gyllenhaal, sure. Why not Gosling? Okay. You know, John Krasinski was almost Captain America. They offered it to John Krasinski first.
The only
and
superhero
he said no.
The only superhero they have no bargaining chip against is Deadpool. If Ryan Reynolds was out, they wouldn't have done the movie.
No, they would have. They would have.
Can you just humor me?
No, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm not, I'm humoring you, like, oh yeah, they wouldn't, like, they couldn't, but no, they would have. Because they're fickle. It's a business. They want to make money. They don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck, man. That's the industry. Deal with it. Speaking of which, we got a new subscriber, Mantis McCoys. Mantis McCoys. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grillion Shekels commented on our Pacific Rim 2 trailer. Says, nice.
Sweet.
I like your name, Grillion Shekels.
Yeah.
Is that like a sci-fi thing?
Shekels?
Is that from like a movie? That's got to be from like some like sci-fi thing.
I bet.
Like Star Trek. It's like Frangie.
Maybe.
I've got 10 Grillion Shekels for your gold pressed platinum. I think that's what they used to do in the Star Treks. 0 Point Field commented on our filthy Justin Timberlake music video where he's a robot, LED robot. He says, love this reaction, lightsaber genitalia, genius. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I was like, what kind of boner does he have? Is it like a lightsaber just shoots out? I totally forgot about that. Yeah, it's like a lightsaber dick. All right, we could see that happening.
That could end not well.
No. Not for, well, if it was a robo lady, but then would she have a lightsaber vagina?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't work for anyone. You're right. That's some, like, seven shit. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go there. So we got new subscriber, Gree010Iffy. Gree010Iffy. Thank you. They've got a clone trooper. Yeah, that's a clone trooper. I know my Star Treks. That's Star Wars. Sorry. I'm trying to troll. But yeah, that's a clone trooper. Derp. New subscriber, Van Grayson.
I think that's a Batman reference?
I don't know. Marcelo Vivo. What? Marcelo Vivo commented on our Shakira music video. Said, hi, can you please react to Shakira featuring Maluma Shantaje? 2 billion views.
Shantaje.
Oh, thanks. And then Shakira featuring Rihanna, or Rihanna. Can't remember to forget you. And then Beyonce, Shakira, Beautiful Liar.
No, we can't, because I have seen all of those videos.
You've seen all of
them? All of them.
Well, there's your answer, Marcelo Vivo.
Sorry.
That's the official Vivo channel for Marcelo, by the way. So you've totally
really?
Fucked this over with Marcelo Vivo.
No, I haven't. Give us more reactions.
Well, all right. Well, your official Vivo, Marcelo, is... Sorry, we can't watch him. But if you got any other suggestions, hit us up. You can hit us up on that...
Isn't
Shakira
Vivo
video.
Always music? Maybe we should react to their videos.
I don't know. If you have videos, we'll react to yours, Marcelo. Hit us up. Okay, new subscriber, Live for Life, but spelled with all kinds of different, like, things.
Oh, no.
Like, the I is an exclamation point. The F-O-R is a four. The Euro is an E, I think. I don't know what that is. It looks like a Euro. We got Ivan Corona commented on our Shakira video. Said, "You guys are right. The song is talking about having sex with a laughing while crying emoji behind it."
Huh.
Thank you, Ivan Corona. Emmanuel Ramirez on Sicario Soldado 2.
Oh no.
It's called bump firing, and you fire guns like that. Yeah, we know.
We have been informed already. Thank you. You're late to the party.
Every shout out update since we posted that thing, people have been reminding us that what Del Toro was doing with his finger and the gun is called bump firing.
Okay.
Yep.
I still don't think it seems very effective, but
no,
whatever.
No, and it can be very deadly if done improperly and properly. Because it's because you're not firing efficiently.
No.
But he's doing it because I think he's making it look like a random hit and not by a skilled killer.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Thank you, Emmanuel Ramirez. Regardless, we always appreciate. Even if you guys are trying to correct us like a bunch of smart-ass dicks, we still appreciate it. It's still nice of you. New subscriber, Freeman Newland. Thank you, Freeman Newland. Nazari Bankamal. Ben Kamla. Nazaria Ben Kamla. I'm trying really hard.
You are.
I'm trying so hard for you guys.
Over there.
Jim Cameron, not James Cameron. Jim Cameron. It could be the Jim Cameron. James Cameron, Avatar. He might be mad at us. We have been talking shit about the Avatar sequels for a while, and we haven't seen them because they're not made yet.
Yep.
Yeah, we're dicks. Jim Cameron says, yes, Mission Impossible 6 on our Tom Cruise breaks his ankle and shows it to the world on Graham Norton.
Yep.
Yeah, we did a reaction to that, and I wasn't sure if it was the sixth Mission Impossible or the fifth, because I don't know how many. It's the sixth one. It's Fallout.
Okay.
Mission Impossible Fallout 6. Yeah, 6. Jesus. I remember the first one when it came out, and it was, like, not that good.
I haven't seen any
of
them.
It was good, but the only parts of it that were good were, like, when he was, like, hanging from the ceiling, which everyone remembers. And then the train where the propeller on the helicopter stops just before his throat. Like, those two scenes people remember. Hmm. And then him ripping off masks and being like, ah, my mask is off. And it's like, where's the knock list? Where's the knock list? Like people remember that stuff. But then the rest of it's like, whatever. John Voight's there. No one cares. Like, people die. Tom Cruise is shouting. And then the next ones get fucking crazier and crazier and crazier. It's almost like Fast and Furious with Mission Impossible. Like, that's how crazy those movies got.
Or Resident Evil.
Or Resident Evil, for that matter, because it's gotten bigger and bigger. But unlike Resident Evil, instead of getting worse, it gets bigger but better. Like, you had John Woo direct the second one, I think, or the third one. You had J.J. Abrams direct one. Philip Seymour Hoffman was in that.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Bird, and he did Incredibles, and he worked on Pixar, and he did all this awesome shit. Like, Brad Bird was Pixar. He did, like, Toy Story, and he directed a Mission Impossible movie. I think it was Rogue Nation. Hmm. I can't remember. Then there's Ghost Protocol. I don't know who did that, but now we got this new one. I don't know who's doing it, but I hear Tom Cruise does. I mean, look, he broke his fucking ankle.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. And then he's like, let's show the world. We got to promote a movie. And by the way, the new... We know that there's... by the time you're hearing this, it's probably after the Super Bowl, let's face it. You're probably hearing this after the Super Bowl. If we don't have all of our reactions up yet for our... like, and we're going to have to do a Super Bowl recap for all of the shit. For all of the shit. Probably some ads, too. We will get them up. My brain. We'll have them up as soon as we can. I'm just, you know, just anticipate an onslaught of shit.
Yep.
And also... the Solo trailer is probably already out by the time this is up. So if we don't have that up yet, it'll be up. It's probably up. Check it out. We don't know. Go check it out. Like, by the time this is up, there's everything was on hold until the Super Bowl. And now with the Super Bowl's coming, we'll get everything.
A bunch of stuff is going
to drop.
And
then we'll have to just play catch up after that.
But if you subscribe and sign up for notifications,
that's right,
then you get notified when all this stuff shows up on the channel.
That's right, especially on Twitter and on Facebook. It's Team Awesome Shows on Facebook when you type it in. Or you just type in Team Awesome Inc. on Facebook, at Team Awesome Inc. on Twitter. And then Stitcher, from Twitter to Stitcher, you just type in Team Awesome Inc., same diff, find us there, logo. Lendro Cornejo commented on our Shakira video, said, hi, please react to Hips Don't Lie live on the Grammys by Shakira. You won't be disappointed by that excellent performance. You know, we get a lot of, I always feel bad.
I want to do it.
I always feel bad because the live performance ones, I don't see a point doing a reaction to those. I like music videos.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
That, but
I'm a dick. I like music videos because there should be a whole production. Like, you have to film it from beginning to end. There's, like, generally there's a story there because there's a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do more with a filmed video that you later have, like, post production on, all that. You can do more with that. A live performance, you're kind of limited to what the audience reaction is to that, and you're limited to what you can do live at the time.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do those special effects live on a stage with fire and flames and going to outer space. Like, you can't do that on stage, but you can do that in a music video.
No, that's true.
So that's why I'm like, you know, that's why I enjoy reviewing and reacting to those more. but I get the novelty of the live performance because it's like, wow, what if you were there watching it live? Mm-hmm. But I'm not there watching it live. I'm watching other people. And I know, right? It's like, why do you watch reaction videos? Well, we're there watching the live people enjoy it more than we're watching the actual performance.
Yeah.
But you're there to watch us watch it. And we're mm-hmm. watching them. It gets fucking complicated. That's why we keep it to just the music videos, because then it's just us watching it. And yeah, you're watching us, but still, it's less than going through two different pairs of eyes or four different separate pairs of eyes. My brain.
Over there.
Help me. Tell them what I'm trying to say.
Reacception. That's the end. The end of that.
It's a reacception, and it happens when people are watching other people watching stuff. It gets really complicated. You can only go through one version of that. When you start going through two or three different versions, then it becomes a mirror.
I have watched videos of people reacting to other people reacting to them.
Oh my god, it's fuck.
It's weird.
I can't handle it all the time, but I will watch it.
Yeah.
Then there's one guy who will take all the reaction videos and he'll sync them up to the trailer that they're all reacting to. And it's like an audience. Mm-hmm. But it's really, I think that's cool. We'd like to be in one of those. It's put us in that.
Blake something, I think.
Yeah, Blake, do that for us. We'll do it. We sign off. Go for it. Did a new subscriber, the Adrian Flo. And he's got a profile pic and he's got a cocked eyebrow. Like, I am the Adrian Flo.
Oh my goodness.
His name's the Adrian Flo. That's awesome.
I love that.
And he's got a great douchebag photo. Good job, the Adrian Flo. Okay, so Juan Paredes says to Shakir video, react to Chantage, please. It has more than two. Okay,
Chantage.
So we might have to do the Shakira. You've seen it, though.
I've seen it, but fuck. I'm down. I want to watch you watch it. So
see, we're not doing reacception. Okay, maybe.
Let's do it. Let's
new
do
subscriber,
it.
New subscriber, Jails Lemos. Jails? Jails? Yahels? Yales? I just, if his name is Jails, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Lemos. Let me get Darius. Darius commented on a mute from Netflix.
Oh, okay.
To me, mute takes place, I didn't want to say in the trailer reaction, but I'll say in the podcast because it's different. It's different on the podcast than on the video. Different sets of ears sometimes, but sometimes the same. If you've seen the reaction, and if you haven't yet, go watch it. We keep bringing up the Blade Runner thing.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that because I know it's trying to do its own thing, so I wasn't trying to, you know, blow it up for like being like a Blade Runner clone. I don't think it's a Blade Runner clone, but in my mind, it takes place in the same universe. Like Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, they're doing their thing, and then Paul Rudd and these guys are doing their thing.
Well, yeah,
they're not the same movie or the same world, but I kind of like that idea.
Well, it's also like you have to look at perspective too, and it's like there's a difference between being like, "Oh, this is a Blade Runner ripoff," and being like,
right.
"Oh, this is as cool as Blade Runner and could exist in the same universe."
Oh,
like,
totally.
That's high praise.
Yeah, I think that's very high praise, to be honest with you. I mean, like, because it's a brand new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, it's like a love letter to Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I was saying to movies of the 80s, like sci-fi movies of the 80s and 90s, maybe 70s. But, you know, that's when Ridley Scott was making his sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really, it's like RS. It's a love letter to Ridley Scott, possibly.
Ridley Scott as fuck.
But I still don't know what's going on in mute.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That trailer did not explain it, and if you read a synopsis, the synopsis won't match the trailer because you don't get shit from it other than it's cool and it's mysterious.
Yes.
And it's kind of like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily want to say that exactly because I felt like that wasn't really fair. Like, people might, you know, you got to be careful on YouTube more so than the podcast. People will actually like be like, well, let me hear you out, you know, like, but on YouTube, people would be like, what? Fuck you, man. And it's like people were saying we were triggered by the Sicario thing, Waka Waka, but I feel like everyone else is triggered.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing we did was say,
why is that so important?
Well, we
to you?
Said it looks good, but we don't know if we could see it. That's all we said. And people call this snowflakes. I don't know what the fuck that means. You had to explain it to me.
I guess
it means like a liberal pussy.
Basically. That's basically what that means.
Pussy, snowflake. It's like, all right, but I'm still an American.
We're
God
also beautiful and original, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and we're still American, man. you know, get your shit straight, son. We're still red-blooded Americans. We haven't sold our souls, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know why I turn into, like, 80s wrestler. I go into, like, 80s, 90s wrestler, and I'm like, yeah, brother, yeah, America.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, gonna do it for the Hulkster.
Did you watch his reality show?
No.
I did.
No, I did.
And then I watched his daughter's spinoff.
I watched those for a bit, and then I was like, I can't. They're all, they have too much money, and they have too much attention, and they and too much time, and they're wasting all of it.
Yeah.
Including mine. Sorry, it's a dick move to say, but that's, hey, look, I loved him in the 80s and 90s when he was Hulk Hogan.
Now he's just Terry.
Now he's like...
Do you remember that movie he was in?
He's like a sex star now, too.
One
it's fucking weird.
One of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Oh, sorry, Darius. He said, okay, so we were brought up... Now we're on the Hogans. Look, so we brought up the whole Mute trailer and why Darius commented on it. He said, check out the trailer for Hereditary. It's supposed to be the best horror film in a while. And then we also have a new subscriber, which is Monty Dillon. Thank you, Monty Dillon. But it's, his last name is spelled D-H-I-L-O-N. So Monty Dillon. Dillon. Thank you, Monty Dillon. Thank you, Darius. And we will check out the Hereditary trailer. We've been doing more horror movies lately because I'm actually getting sick of a lot of the superhero stuff. There's a lot of spectacle and superhero things going on. Mm-hmm. I love those movies. I'm still going to go see them and review them. But I kind of want... It's
like
when you listen
to
music.
That I'm introducing him to things that have more substance.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you listen to music. Mm-hmm. You just, sometimes you're in a punk rock phase. Sometimes you're in a hip hop phase. Sometimes you're in a, I don't know, a jazz phase if you are inclined. I don't know what you listen to, but you know, sometimes you're into different things. You're going through your Bowie thing. You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all gone through a Bowie, especially over the last year or so. Let's all take a moment to remember David Bowie. Fuck yeah. All right. But let's also take a moment to think about some of the comments we had from these amazing, lovely people who have also joined us on the YouTube stuffs, journeys, and channel, whatnot. And they've left the comments. Like, let's Apple pick. What?
I already
cherry
know
pick.
What my favorite.
Did I say Apple pick? Cherry pick.
I guess
the same diff, right? If you're going and getting the best fruit.
Yeah.
You're still trying to pick the best. Fuck it. Apple pick. Let's apple pick our favorite ones. What was the one you were looking at?
I already know what my favorite one is.
What's
and it's
that?
the guy, I can't remember his name. We had so many usernames that took the time to write out the explanation
yes.
of the Justin Timberlake video.
Dude, great job. I can't remember your name either, but that was, anytime someone takes that long to do it, I'm like.
And he was nice about it. He wasn't like, how can you not tell that this is what it was about?
I agree. It was like, it's better, it's way better that way, to be honest with you. Anytime people say, hey, like, you know, love this reaction or love the reaction, anytime someone says that because it's like, okay, good, we're doing our job.
Yeah.
But then when they cite specific things, like when they say, like, you know, is Stalin, where do we stand on Stalin, haha, lightsaber erection, haha. Like, things like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot we said that. I forgot we did stuff like that. And it's really cool because that also lets me know what's landing with you guys as far as the humor is concerned. Apparently, you guys are dirty. And you
confusion
like,
boner.
You're dirty and you like us being stupid.
Yeah.
So you like us being dirty and dumb. I see how you guys like it. You guys are freaks.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Y'all a bunch of freaks. You like it dirty and dumb, huh? You guys are weird.
Weird.
We're judging you. No. But I guess it makes sense if they listen and watch our shit. Also, anytime people do take they feel the need to like correct us, I like that.
Yeah.
Because we're not trying that hard in the moment. We're being natural.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. Like, how do you try hard to be natural? You know, like we don't want people to overdo it. Like there's so many people out there who fucking overdo it.
Yeah.
And like they're like, and you're like, come on, man. Like you're not really, like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. This is really happening. It's like I've only gotten that way when I see Jeff Goldblum. When I see him, I lose my shit. I'm like, it's fucking Jeff Goldblum. Like I lose my shit. I love.
Or when you hear Luke Skywalker.
Or yeah, well, if I hear a lightsaber, I'm like, what? Where? Star Wars? Shit. I'm just grateful that everyone's been there for for that, and they keep tuning in. Mm-hmm. Darius has commented a few times. A few other people have commented a few times. We got regular folks that swing by, the Awesome Knots. And we're not saying you're not awesome.
N-A-U-T-S.
Yeah, like an astronaut, an awesome astronaut. Awesome Knot, but it sounds like a fucking Borat joke. You're Awesome Knot. Fucking Borat. I did love that movie. I loved it when it came out.
I just love Sacha Baron Cohen in general.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's great. He's a freak. He's amazing.
I could have lived my entire life without seeing Bruno.
Yep.
But that's just personal preference.
No, I think we all had to see it. We needed to as a species.
I saw it with my mom and my sisters.
Nope, that's not how you see it. That's wrong. Oh, that's gross. I'm sorry. Yeah. Bad. That's not good. You shouldn't do that.
It wasn't my idea.
I don't care.
My mom said, and I quote, "It couldn't possibly be any worse than Borat."
It was.
And it
was. Oh, it was. Oh, Bruno was way worse than Borat. But we've got some quick nerdy side notes before we peace out.
We do?
Yeah, just some quick updates because we get a little bit of time in the update for updates. Because we're doing an update, so we got time for some quick movie things. We're talking about Ridley Scott and his next project because we brought up RS. You said RSAF. That's Ridley Scott as fuck. Mm-hmm. Whenever things look sci-fi and futuristic, it's Ridley Scott as fuck. Well, apparently he's working on... He literally the other day started... He got his pre-production team ready on the Merlin Saga.
Ooh.
The Merlin Saga is a series of books that's like... It's like Harry Potter, but Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
12 books. And it tracks Merlin from being a youth going to Hogwarts, excuse me, Merlin School. I don't know. It's going to be like Harry Potter, but Merlin, basically. And his inevitable being the wizard for King Arthur, Camelot, mm-hmm. all of that. So I'm curious about that. I wasn't sure what they were going to do next for Ridley Scott.
Is he doing a movies?
Yeah, movies.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I was like, isn't a whole there a series. TV show that already exists of Merlin?
Maybe. Oh yeah, there is, yeah, on sci-fi. Yeah, sci-fi. No, he's doing his own. It's his own franchise. He's starting a whole new franchise, and it's Merlin.
Sweet.
But it's not. But it's him learning how to be Merlin.
I'm interested. That's what the TV show's about too. I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. But is the TV show good? I haven't seen it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I only watched a few episodes, and I like it because Anthony Stewart Head is in it. It wasn't bad. It just didn't really keep my attention.
Fair enough.
I
think that a wizard coming-of-age film series is the original thing we need at Hollywood right now. We've never had a coming-of-age wizard. Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
See, it's funny because
I'm kidding.
I was just
I'm clearly fucking no. around. I'm no, just trying to be a dick because, look, it's... If you wanted to tell an origin story for a wizard, if you're going to say, hey, look, I want to tell an origin story for a wizard. Like, yeah, we know who Harry Potter is. It's a kid. It's a famous kid wizard that becomes a grown-up. But, you know, we know his story. Mm-hmm. His origin story is his story. His mm-hmm. story is, that's it. That is his story. But Merlin, we don't know. It's like Batman. It's like we didn't really know what Batman's origins were. We didn't really know what Merlin's origins were. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to pick you could go with Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. But he's kind of obscure.
Yeah.
He's just Lord of the Rings, you know? And then that's like a very specific type. And then you could go, all right, well, what about, if other than Gandalf, I can't think of any other wizard. Well, what about Sword in the Stone? What about King Arthur?
Yeah.
Camelot? What about Merlin? He's like the most famous wizard of all. If you think of like other than Gandalf.
I mean, he's even famous in the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah, even Harry Potter's referenced Merlin before. Like, for fuck's sake, it's like he's canon for Harry Potter to an extent. So you could say Ridley Scott's doing a Harry Potter spinoff, kind of, to a degree.
But I had a funny
thought.
That's
kind of cool. And Ridley Scott should direct a Fantastic Beast movie.
Corrected myself.
Holy shit. Sorry.
I had a funny thought and then corrected myself simultaneously because I realized I was an idiot. But I was like, huh. It's interesting. I wonder what Ridley Scott directing fantasy would be like, because he does sci-fi. He's never done fantasy.
Oh.
And then I was like, you dumbass, Ridley Scott did Legend.
Yeah, don't
we're fine.
Lest we forget Tom Cruise and Tim Curry as a big, horny, red bastard.
And Mia Farrow. Who has disappeared.
Don't forget Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow.
She's there as well. Legend. God damn that movie. That's it. Another Ridley Scott film. People don't realize. Gladiator. Ridley Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Legend, Ridley Scott. Blade Runner, Ridley Scott. What else?
Alien.
Alien. The movie The Duelist from 1977, Ridley Scott. And Harvey Keitel. It's a good movie. I just watched it recently on YouTube. That's why I'm referencing it, because I'm like, I didn't know that was Ridley Scott. Holy shit. His first movie, I guess, was The Duelist. It starred Harvey Keitel as a duelist. A French guy, I think? Yeah, I can't remember. I just watched it a little while ago. But you wouldn't realize what he's done. And he's getting a BAFTA for Lifetime Achievement, which is a British film award. It's like their Oscars. The BAFTAs are the Oscars. Mm-hmm. For the Brits, for the UK people, and he is knighted. I found out Ridley Scott is Sir Ridley Scott. He is knighted. It's official. This isn't new. He's been knighted for a while, but I wasn't sure. But I read it in a headline, Sir Ridley Scott. I'm like, oh, he is knighted, because they wouldn't put it in a headline unless he. It'd be the biggest mislead ever.
Yeah.
To lie about someone's knighthood.
Yeah.
If he wasn't like a big, that's a pretty big fuck up. But he's getting a lifetime achievement. So I think it's really cool, man. Like I'm down for that. Here's how they should pitch this movie to audiences. Okay. You know, the guy that directed Alien and Blade Runner and Legend. Okay. That guy is doing like a Harry Potter series, but for Merlin. That's how you sell it.
Yeah.
That's how you sell it.
Yeah.
You say the guy who did Alien, the guy who did Blade Runner, the guy who did Legend. And he's like, and it's Ridley Scott. He's doing his own Harry Potter series, but it's about Merlin instead.
I'm down.
And it's like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You mean the alien guy's doing Harry Potter?
Give him all the money, including the money that he doesn't want, because he's said so in the past.
And I mean, I know that's like, what is that? Like, why are you comparing it to that? Well, you look at the Harry Potter franchise. That is a model that works.
Yeah.
Clearly, Harry Potter works. I mean, it's got its own fucking theme park. It's got how many books? Eight books.
Seven
books.
Not including the spinoffs. Eight movies, seven books. And then all the spinoff books.
And then all the spinoff books. Fantastic, and then you've Beasts. Got, yeah, that too. So might as well just get it. I mean, so I'm looking forward to that. Then we had, there was another noteworthy thing. Hmm. Oh, we did hear about Heath Ledger. It was a thing about Heath Ledger and his return as the Joker. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of confusion going on. People have been going, his parents have been in the news recently saying that he had told them he was going to do another movie as the Joker, and, mm-hmm. and that they had some plans for it. They had ideas, and the parents said, we don't know what the plans were, but apparently Chris Nolan had all these plans. Well, Chris Nolan was on record, and I don't know if I'm going to help clear this up for people, because people are like, well, we'll never know. He had a whole other script, or he had a whole other idea. No, he didn't. When Ridley Scott, well, that Chris Nolan, Ridley Scott, you know, you can kind of flip a coin sometimes. No, I'm kidding. It's kind of like the next generation Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
It's like J.J. Abrams is the new Spielberg, and the new Ridley Scott is like Chris Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. That's Chris Nolan as fuck. So, Chris Nolan was scared The Dark Knight was going to flop.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
So he wrote it with an ending, so that when it ended, that would just kind of wrap it all up in a nice typo. That's why Two-Face died at the end, basically, because mm-hmm. he did die at the end. He pretty much told Aaron Eckhart, like Aaron Eckhart's like, hey, do you think Harvey Dent's going to come back in the third one? He's like, no, you're dead.
No,
he
I'm
said
not.
That to like, no, you're dead. And he's like,
you
oh,
die.
Damn it. So there was no, the idea was he thought it was going to bomb, because he thought Batman Begins, because it did so well. And it was such a gritty, dark take of what Batman could be and should be, mm-hmm. really, and what we've always wanted to see. And so he thought, oh, Batman Begins, it's going to bomb. He's like, it's going to bomb. So it might bomb. And if it does, it's going to bomb hard. So I want it to sort of, if it does bomb and I don't get a sequel, I want to wrap it all up in a nice typo.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have plans for a third one. He was only going to write it after the second one, how it did. Heath Ledger passed away before the second one came out.
Yeah.
So it was a guaranteed hit no matter what. There were ideas, and the ideas were in a book, in the Dark Knight Rises novelization of the movie, it said that the Joker was the only inmate at Arkham, and they had moved all the other ones to Blackgate Prison. So they're all at Blackgate, but the only one inmate at the asylum was the Joker, so that's why he didn't get out. And then others said he escaped a long time ago.
Hmm.
But Nolan said that, you know, he did have ideas of having a trial, and that Two-Face was going to put the Joker on trial, but those were all going to be a part of, like, the Dark Knight was going to be two different movies, but he just took the best ideas from both movies and made one movie.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So there wasn't technically going to, like, but he's like, he, the idea was, because the movie hadn't come out yet, but he's like, hey, look, if it does well, would you like to do a third one? And Heath Ledger was like, of course I would, yes. And he's like, well, I have some ideas that we could use from the script that we could put in the next one. So that's what happened. That's basically, if people have been wondering, and that was in the news recently, his parents were talking about, you know, how he's going to be the third one. He was, but everyone's like, well, what was the script? Oh, there was a whole script. There was a whole idea. Unfortunately, there wasn't. I mean, ideas he had in his head died with Heath Ledger, because he didn't have a chance to actually write them, because it all this hinged on how the ticket sales were going to do for The Dark Knight. And clearly it did great, but they didn't know. He thought it was going to bomb.
Yeah, and so, A, because The Dark Knight was such a success, and B, because
it depended on the
Heath
success.
Ledger
had
passed away
before any of that, before he could write a script.
Aside from the fact that everyone knew Chris Nolan was not going to do a third one if Heath Ledger wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Even if he had, I feel like at that point it's a guaranteed flop.
Who knows? So there wasn't, I mean, we got kind of an idea when we saw the Scarecrow having his kangaroo court, you know, and he was sending Harvey Dent out on the ice with the other guys. We kind of saw what it would be like, like, oh, that's kind of maybe where the Joker would be at some point, or maybe that's how they would have incorporated him. But you can tell that there's no point in The Dark Knight Rises where you go, well, that's where the Joker would have fit in, because he's such an anarchist character. He just cuts through any plot, because he just literally just kills and destroys things. He is chaos that I can't see him anywhere in that story. Mm-hmm. So, and that's because it wasn't written with him intended. So he was a side note, like, yeah, he's gone somewhere. Maybe he's in jail.
Yeah.
So it's a bummer, though, because you want to think there was a script and there was a movie out there. And you'd like to think maybe he would have worked with the League of Shadows and Bane, and he was an agent of all that. Yeah, maybe that could have all been the case. But damn it, it literally died with Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But he would have done it. So that's fucking good to know that he was willing to do it. So that's the upside.
I ever tell you that this is about to get extra sad? My ideal Joker, Harley Quinn, as much as I love Margot Robbie, have both passed away, because I felt like the perfect Harley Quinn to go with Heath Ledger's
Joker. Don't say it. I said Brittany Murphy before you were going to say it.
What do you mean?
Unprompted, I said Brittany Murphy, because I told you, I said, I always thought before Brittany Murphy passed away, she'd be a good Harley Quinn. And then you come on and you say, oh, Heath Ledger died, and I wanted Brittany Murphy.
I did.
Damn it.
I did
You're
want Brittany
liar.
Murphy.
You only said it because I said it.
No.
Well, we're going to have to end on her stealing my idea. No, it doesn't matter.
Please.
No, but yeah, good point. She would have been great. I totally agree.
Yeah. And I don't think she would have been great as just any Harley. She would have been great as the Harley to Heath Ledger's Joker.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
And that's strictly, so I had this epiphany after I had watched Don't Say a Word for the 10th time.
Right. Well, in we can definitely end this update with that bit of news. In an alternate reality, basically, if we live in a universe where there are unlimited possibilities, then theoretically, according to string theory and other alternate realities, possibilities you have a reality that exists for every possibility. In one of those dimensions, in one of those worlds, in one of those realities, there is a movie that exists where Brittany Murphy is Harley Quinn, Heath Ledger is the Joker, Christian Bale is Batman, obviously, because we're going with the Chris Nolan timeline. And we've got a sort of Chris Nolan is working with DC and Warner Brothers to do Suicide Squad and to do Justice League. And Chris Nolan's like, fuck it, I'm going to stay on and do it.
Yep.
And because he stayed on to do it, Heath Ledger survived, Brittany Murphy survived, and they're on to be, and we got a much darker, grittier Justice League, a much more fucked up, dark, grittier Superman, like all of that. And it would have been a way, and Nolan did the whole thing.
That would have been ridiculous.
And it was Heath Ledger and Brittany Murphy. In an alternate reality, that exists. It really does, because if you subscribe to that idea, and if you subscribe to our channel, you can believe in that reality, and it will be real for you. If you pay us $5 a month, just give us $5 a month.
You have that reality.
Just five easy payments of $4.99, 3 days a week. For 2 years.
Once an hour, 8 hours a day.
Please. Oh, please.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. But yeah, that's gonna doozer. But you can play that ultimate reality, not ultimate reality, but, you know, ultimate reality game. You can play that for anything, really. Mm-hmm. There's an alternate reality where Doctor Who was American and Gene Wilder was Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Alternate reality where John Hamm is Batman? Superman? Mm-hmm. John Hamm? John Hamm. He's got to be a superhero.
I feel like he's old. Is John Hamm old?
Hey.
I can't put a face to the name right now.
How old is... Wait. If John Hamm's old, then that sucks.
That sounds like an old name.
I thought Henry Cavill was about as old as John Hamm.
Oh, I don't know. I guess John Hamm just sounds like an older actor name. Who am I thinking of? I feel like there's someone that has a similar name.
Fuck it. Michael Keaton's Batman again.
Yeah. This has been Team Awesome.
Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.